Welcome back to this podcast. Probably going to wrap this one up and start a new one, a more specific one, with a sensible name. This is the outdoorsy edition of the Life Like Orange podcast. I'm Ichabod Broccoli. I think the next subject I'm going to deliberate on is the fast food industry's response to being given information, return information. The information being given, how is the information being given different than the information being received? Well, from the perspective of the food service industry person. Oh, I get it now. I failed my own. I still think it might make for a joke. Okay, so, you go into the restaurant and you order your food. You say you're getting a hamburger. Can I get the hamburger with no pickles? And their response is, oh, that burger doesn't come with pickles. Or that burger comes with only lettuce, tomatoes, and cheese or something. Well, now I told you that I want my burger to not have pickles on it. So that you know that I don't want a pickle. So I want them to know that I don't want pickles on it because they're the ones making it. They tell me, oh, that doesn't come with pickles. That sounds like a you thing. I don't need to know that. I'm not going to make the sandwich. Just because I order one and say, we don't know how to do that. You're going to have to come back and do it yourself. You don't need to tell me how the burger's made. You just make it the way that I asked you to make it. If I say I don't want pickles and it doesn't come with pickles, just let it go. Cool. It won't have pickles on it. Unless the person pisses you off, I guess, then the thing that doesn't have pickles on it, if they say I don't want pickles on it, you put pickles on it. Because people who ask for special orders are obnoxious. But how does that affect somebody who says, I don't want something on it that doesn't have something on it? You wouldn't go in and say, can I get the omelet hold the feces? Maybe. I mean, eggs come from pretty close to. Anyway, I don't need to know how the burger's made. That's on you guys now. As long as mine doesn't have pickles on it, I don't care. I don't care what everybody else's gets. Now, on the other hand, I could see their perspective. Oh, well, it's so you'll know. Maybe you'll remember it one of these days, and in the future, you won't feel the need to add that special request onto it. Pretty innocent response. Hey, well, just so you know, so you don't have to worry about it in the future. Again, that's not my problem. If I say I want it without pickles, then that should be easy enough. We don't put pickles on it anyway, so it'll come without pickles. Could let it slide. That's what I'm thinking. So that's my thoughts on things without pickles. Actually, I like pickles, and I have them added sometimes if they don't come on it. tomatoes I'd rather not. And if it's not a simple thing, like something they could easily do, it's one less step for them. They're gonna make it anyway, just don't put tomatoes on it. I don't worry about it. But if it was something different, like you get all fancy with it, I want the burger cooked to a medium rare, and I want the, you know, that's obnoxious. They gotta do something special, something different. But if it's just take something off, I don't mind asking for it. So if I say no tomatoes, you can just smile to yourself and say, well, since it doesn't come with tomatoes, I'm gonna go ahead and let him think I'm doing him a favor and taking care of that for him. I made sure they didn't put tomatoes on it. I mean, there's opportunities there. I'm just saying, you don't need to train the public. You can accept hearing them say no pickles. Eventually one of their friends is gonna tell them, hey, that doesn't come with pickles. And they'll be like, what? It doesn't? And then it's gonna dawn on them, I've been asking for it without pickles all this time. I must have looked like a fool. Now, isn't that more fun to do to the clientele than tell them right up front that it doesn't come with pickles or tomatoes? Just let them keep saying that. And just, when it is brought to his attention that he's been saying that unnecessarily all along, I do think that the satisfaction that you may miss, because you might not be there, of finding out that he's been making a relative ass of himself all this time, I don't know, I'd rather see that. Really? And then you look at me and like, I've been telling you no pickles or tomatoes all this time, and you never said anything. Well, why should I? It's my job to know what's on there. You don't need to know. You want to make sure it doesn't have tomatoes? I want to know that you don't like tomatoes, and if you order something else, I'll say, oh, by the way, that has tomatoes on it. Would you like us to remove those? But waiters, servers, people, I don't think they get to know their clientele that well. I hope not, because if they're in there that much, then they're either family or they're failing. Like, you can't just live in a restaurant, you know? But, Okay, I see you. Okay, what if I tried to do my Monroe impression? How does this sound? Does this sound like Monroe? Yeah, I'm going to school for music, and I still don't know how to read. And how much does that sound like our man Monroe? Sorry, buddy. Maybe it's more like this. I think he takes himself seriously, and he sounds a little more like this. So the thing is, you know, if you think about it, all these universes. Shut that dude up. Now, so anyway. I guess this is just an interlude. It's going to be a short one, but I do have to get back home. Thanks for slowing for the cone zone. Have a happy new year. Ick out.